Hello, everybody. I am T. Erica Patterson, the publisher of LovingFLR.com and the author of the book, How to Love a Powerful Woman. So I am excited to read chapter one to you in case you have not read the book yet. I think this is a very important book, not only for men, but women as well, because when women read it, they'll know what they should expect from men. And when men read it, they'll know how they should treat a woman. And I think the entire book just answers a lot of the questions that the men send to me for how to handle different situations that come up in life. But I'm just going to read chapter one to you if you don't mind listening, if this is something that you're into. So let's get started. How to Love a Powerful Woman. Chapter one. Chapter one is called The Beauty of Loving a Powerful Woman. All women are not created equally. There are women who will spend their entire lives seeking validation and acceptance from others, yearning to fit in and live their lives according to society's expectations. And then there are the world's most treasured resources, powerful women. To love a powerful woman is to stand face to face with a woman who is remarkable beyond measure. It is likely that she is more intelligent than you are, more attractive than you are, and she outshines you in every way. You're okay with that. In fact, the idea of loving a woman like this delights you. You were born to stand beside a powerful woman. You were created to illuminate her with your strength. You were chosen to be the force behind the enforcer. You are the source that revitalizes her energy. Every great and powerful statue must sit on a firm foundation or it will topple. When you decide to love a powerful woman, you become that foundation. Thank you. Thank you for being emotionally strong enough to place her desires above your own. Thank you for going through the process of preparing yourself to be capable of loving a powerful woman. Most men cannot step into the role that you have chosen for your life. Most men would fumble under the pressure because they don't have the strength. But that's not who you are. You are a man who has created the highest standards for your life. Not content with good enough, you have always felt that you deserve the best. You understand that having the best and maintaining the best comes at a price you will happily pay because you can afford it. You deserve every benefit and thrilling challenge that comes with loving a powerful woman, and you will experience them. You are in for the time of your life when you partner with a powerful woman who respects and cherishes you. Having a powerful woman to talk to at the end of the day about how you're feeling and how your day went will enhance your life greatly. Having a powerful woman to push you to do what you have to do, even when you feel discouraged, will ensure your progress. Having a powerful woman to share the little pleasures in life with will make your life feel like magic. Sharing your emotions with a powerful woman will relieve you of the pressure to live up to society's expectations of masculinity. Men are taught that they have to be tough and hard, but with a powerful woman, you could be softer, romantic, and nurturing, which are all natural desires for men. You are created to love women. You are not created to conquer women. A partnership with a powerful woman ensures that you become the man you are meant to be, a loving supporter of greatness. This is not just a dream. This is a reality for many men just like you. These men have set their standards high and have hit the jackpot by being loved by a powerful woman. Why do you want to love a powerful woman? Well, each man can describe why he can only feel attraction for powerful women, yet there are a few common factors found among men who desire a connection with these fascinating women. Most men love powerful women because they are naturally inclined to do so. It's as simple as a biological attraction, really. Which type of woman does your body react to? When you imagine your life with a woman, do you imagine a woman who is meek and soft and caters to your every need? Or do you imagine that you're the one who is catering to her needs and ensuring her daily satisfaction? A man wants to stand next to a powerful woman because he prides himself on being of service to her. There is no greater feeling than when he is able to make her happy. He has high standards for himself. He is a man of precision. Taking on a challenge from a powerful woman and completing it efficiently makes him feel like a real man. He demonstrates his strength by accomplishing the task that she sets for him. He relishes in the fact that standing beside her means that he is a man of excellence, since she accepts nothing less. He always wants to see her win. He becomes hurt when she is disappointed with him and strives to always be the best companion. He feels like Superman when she says, "You did a great job, honey. I appreciate you." How do you recognize a powerful woman? Well, it's easy to spot a powerful woman in a crowd because she is the one who is not scanning the room to see who's paying attention to her. She is typically surrounded by other women and men who admire her and seek her attention and advice. You can feel her power. You can sense her presence. You will feel overwhelmed with emotion when you are near a powerful woman. This is your first sign of attraction. A powerful woman is autonomous. She appreciates your presence but doesn't require it, and she will be sure to let you know that. She sets goals for herself without considering the opinions or influence of others. She has no interest in being approved by society. She purposely chooses her beliefs, determines her own standards for her life, and moves forward with her goals without asking for permission. She doesn't wait for anyone's approval to make choices. She is not following a path set by anyone but herself. When people refer to her as powerful, she believes what they recognize is plain common sense. She understands that we are all equals in this game of life, and there is no reason to place emphasis on the opinions of any other player above her own. So she doesn't. A powerful woman is capable of supporting herself. She is not looking for a sugar daddy or a man to come in and rescue her. She does not require that a man earn more income than she does, but if he does, she is proud of him. She takes care of herself emotionally and physically because she cares about her own well-being. She won't be involved in the drug or bar scene because she understands that being a leader means making decisions in the best interest of everyone around her, and she cannot do that unless she is of sober mind. She is open to love. She may have had a few bad experiences in the past, but she recognizes that they weren't punishments, bad luck, or permanently debilitating. Those negative experiences with other inadequate men helped her to better define what she does want from a relationship, and she believes she can have it. It is very likely that you will find a powerful woman in a leadership position at work or in her community. She enjoys creating programs, groups, or initiating activities, and she is often the organizer of events among her friends and peers. People trust her because she makes wise decisions that are not self-centered. She doesn't have to be self-centered because those around her are eager to focus on her needs, which frees her to care for them as well. When you make a request that makes her uncomfortable, a powerful woman is not afraid to say no. She isn't afraid to lose you. She isn't afraid to lose in life, period. She understands that life is a series of wins and losses, and none of those experiences define her. She understands that she can never lose permanently, and she would rather lose temporarily than to be unhappy because her happiness is important to her. A powerful woman respects men who are easygoing and eager to please. You will never find her with an aggressive or abusive man because she has no interest in fighting to earn a man's respect. She wants the easy life, and she wants it with the man who wants to make her life easier. She will tell you exactly what she wants without hesitation, and if you do not give it to her, she will let you know that she is not satisfied. She won't compromise her desires to keep you around because it is very likely that anything she asks you for, she can give to herself. What's the difference between a powerful woman and an average woman? All women can lead their relationship by telling you what they want, but only powerful women will enforce it. This makes all the difference between an average woman and a powerful woman. An average woman can request that her partner bring chocolate ice cream for dessert. If her partner brings her strawberry ice cream because there was no chocolate ice cream at the store, she will accept it. Now, if a powerful woman wants chocolate ice cream and her partner brings back strawberry ice cream, he will just have to take his simple ass back to the store and stop playing childish games because he got her order wrong, and that is unacceptable. A man who is with an average woman will pull some shit like that, but a man who has a powerful woman knows better. A powerful woman takes the lead in relationships by openly expressing what she wants and how she feels without waiting for him to do it first. Average women will wait for you to take notice of them and approach them. They will parade themselves in front of you like a peacock, hoping that you will see them and do the work of introducing yourself. If a powerful woman doesn't approach you, it means that she didn't notice you or she is not interested in you physically. A powerful woman would never pass up the chance to display her feminine powers by making a man blush after she has expressed interest in him. That's so much fun. An average woman will compromise what she wants for the sake of others quite often. She believes the lie that men have taught her that she should be self-sacrificing, humble, and quiet about issues that concern her. The average woman is protective of the leadership of men because she needs it and their approval to feel good about herself. Even when she is proven wrong, she will never admit it. A powerful woman can be wrong, admit it, and learn from her mistake, while an average woman must be right in the eyes of others or she will feel that she has lost her worth. An average woman needs guidance when making most of the decisions for her life. She will consult friends, family, advisors, or even the internet to ensure that she is making the correct decision. A powerful woman understands that all of her decisions are correct as long as she exercises the authority to make them for herself. She will often be found not only making decisions independently, but also making decisions for others. How do you attract a powerful woman? Well, do you think you can attract a powerful woman by telling her that you are submissive? No, that won't work. All women are warned to run as fast as they can if they meet a man who describes himself as submissive. A submissive man demands that a woman focus on fulfilling his need to be controlled. This is not what a powerful woman needs. A submissive man is a distraction to a powerful woman because she will spend her time focusing on fulfilling his need to be controlled rather than offering her energy and talents to improve the lives of those around her. She should not carry the burden of being with a submissive man. A powerful woman has the responsibility of guiding her relationship and imparting wisdom into the lives of those who have come to trust her. She needs a partner who uses his energy to promote her so that she can offer more to her family and to the world. Do you think you can attract a powerful woman by buying her things? Yes, again, she can buy things for herself. What about allowing her to control you? A powerful woman does not want to control you. She wants you to control yourself. She wants you to be a self-disciplined and conscientious admirer. What about allowing her to yell at you or bowing to her demands? You're not in alignment with being with a powerful woman yet. A powerful woman does not need those things. She wants to love you. So, how do you attract a powerful woman? By demonstrating that you are powerful too. You need to demonstrate that you are powerful because she respects her own strength and she wants to respect the same strength in you. A powerful woman wants a man who is an asset, not one who needs to be led. She needs to trust that you are capable of being by her side as a companion and co-leader. How do you demonstrate that you are powerful? By offering wisdom and insight when she is making a decision. By being yourself and offering your true opinions and ideas so that she can learn from you as well. By being useful to her. By being her protector at all times. By taking initiative to take care of her needs when possible. By being a man of your word and never backtracking on promises. Now that you know how to attract a powerful woman, what do you do when you meet one? Walk confidently up to her, introduce yourself, and tell her that you think she is amazing. Ask her for a date. She will respect that. Instead of trying to prove your willingness to cater to her, prove your ability to be useful to her ideas and goals. How do you keep a powerful woman interested? Always be a man of your word so that she will come to rely on your word and rely on you. This one action will set you apart from the hordes of selfish men that she has known and will know. This one promise will get you further than any other smooth-talking muscle man will ever get. You want to prove your reliability to a powerful woman because one day you hope to secure her love. By securing her love and keeping her close, you can then have the relationship you've always wanted. You want a loving, female-led relationship. You can't be bothered with women who try to scam you out of free drinks at the bar or a woman who needs help with simple life maintenance. A woman who offers to rub your feet for you and do your laundry will make you lose respect for her. You're not looking for a servant. You are a servant. You don't want a woman who will compromise her needs in order to keep you. You want a woman who will make firm decisions and that has achieved great things on her own. You want a powerful woman because you want a loving female-led relationship, a loving FLR. A loving female-led relationship is a committed loving union in which the woman's happiness, satisfaction, and progress are the primary focus in the relationship. She sets specific expectations and standards for the relationship, and her partner will do whatever it takes to ensure her happiness. He honors her choices. He ensures that she has everything she needs to create a wonderful life for their family. Couples involved in loving female-led relationships have openly agreed that she is the leader in the relationship and he is content in his role as supporter. She is the head of the household. He is intensely attracted to her power. He empowers her to lead their relationship and their household. He trusts her to make the final decisions. He supports her in every way, enabling her to use her intelligence, wit, and charm to bring peace, progress, and harmony to their union and to the world. Couples in loving female-led relationships work together as a team with honor and respect for each other. He is her hero and helpmate. She values his support and demonstrates her love with kindness and affection. The couple engages with each other in this dynamic willingly and with loving kindness because he trusts her judgment and she enjoys expressing her feminine power. When women who are naturally inclined to lead partner with men who are naturally inclined to support, their inherent strengths are perfectly aligned to achieve their life goals together. Men want a relationship that rewards the individual strengths of each partner. Men want structure and direction in a relationship so that they know exactly how to please a woman. Men yearn to eagerly serve women, and they cannot force themselves to play a role in a relationship that makes them miserable, even if society approves. They want a loving female-led relationship, and they are man enough to defy society's demands and get what they want out of life. On the flip side, a loving female-led relationship is not about a woman's ability to control a man, a woman's superiority over a man, a woman's sexual dominance of a man, a one-sided relationship where the man's needs are ignored, and I'm going to throw this extra one in, it's not about kink, fetish, or fulfilling his needs to be dominated. Moving on. A loving female-led relationship is loving. A loving FLR exemplifies the purest form of love between two people. There is no competition in a loving FLR. He has pledged that he will allow her to win. When she wins, she becomes more loving toward him because she appreciates that there will never be a battle at home. This allows her to be refreshed from the harshness of the world. A man in a loving female-led relationship willingly supports the leadership of his partner. A woman in a loving FLR does not forcefully engage with her partner as though he is inferior. She will not embarrass, humiliate, degrade, or belittle her partner. She will never allow others to treat him unfairly. She will not take his love and support for granted. She has earned his trust and support by being dependable and creating a safe environment where he has grown to respect her decisions and wisdom. He makes decisions that will empower her, while she makes decisions that will empower them both. A loving FLR connects two people who respect that their roles are different but necessary to achieve a common goal. Play your part in advancing society. Your commitment to loving FLR is your opportunity to play an active role in the advancement of the human race. For far too many centuries, our world has experienced disruption of progress due to ineffective leadership tactics based on greed and the need for power and control. Our current transition towards a female-led society will create a new balance that will allow both men and women to operate within their highest capabilities. This new direction will create a new order that will rejuvenate the value and solidify the foundation of our global society. The deeper the commitment you make in support of the powerful woman in your life, the more you contribute to the collective energy this world needs to create balance and harmony. We should all be grateful that we are living in this era. We are able to witness and influence the dawn of a new beginning. We are moving into the era of a female-led society, and how we choose to engage with women can help usher it in more quickly. When men choose to participate in a loving female-led relationship, they are encouraging the leadership of women. Women will come to understand and accept their power, and they will walk with confidence out into the world to express their leadership, causing a collective shift in humankind. We need amazing men like you to inspire women to take charge and express the fullness of their capabilities in the home and in the world. Once women become accustomed to having their natural leadership abilities respected and encouraged, our society will experience unprecedented advance in technology, business, healthcare, agriculture, and mental health. When women are encouraged to stand beside men in the great race for social advancement, There is no stopping the rapid ascension of humanity. Play your part in advancing society by being devoted to being a gentleman, empowering a woman, and a loving female-led relationship. That is the end of chapter one. If you want to read the rest of the book, please visit flrstyle.com. You've heard How to Love a Powerful Woman being read by the author, T. Erica Patterson. Thank you so much for listening. Visit lovingflr.com for more information about loving female-led relationships. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye.